You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
It's the divisional playoff week here at Dove Valley, and as with any week, playoff or non-playoff, it's time for the Mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks, as always, for joining me, and as you can see by my attire, even I am united in orange this week with the new orange sweater, thanks to my wife for Christmas. Let's get started with a question from Twitter from user at AFeather1, Andy Featherstone. He wants to know, besides 18, Peyton Manning, which player would severely impact our playoff chances if they went out with injury? Well, I think you can bring it down to three guys in particular that jump out. And let's start with Brandon Marshall, since he's the one who's coming off an injury of his own with the midfoot sprain that he suffered against San Diego back in week 15. You know, he's been on the practice field this week, you know, limited on the official injury reports. Coaches and teammates say that he's moving well, but, you know, there's going to be some question until we get to the game as to how well Brandon Marshall can move under game conditions. That's going to bear watching, I think, right up until kickoff and even beyond kickoff to see if the Broncos' leading tackler is what he was before he suffered that injury in San Diego. And then the other two guys that jump out as the players the Broncos can least afford to lose. Number 88, Demaryius Thomas on the offensive side. You know, there's a reason why he's one of the elite receivers in the game. And, you know, it's not just because he's got a future Hall of Famer throwing him the football, because you can go back to 2011 when Tim Tebow was throwing him passes and see that he was already starting to emerge as that elite target. Without him, all of a sudden there's a lot more pressure on Emmanuel Sanders, because, you know, Wes Welker, he's a threat underneath, but his numbers have not been what they were in previous years. And of course, Julius Thomas is still struggling with that ankle injury. We'll see how much that week, that bye week, and the rest he got helped him overcome some of the ups and downs that he'd had over the course of the last few weeks of the season. And finally, the third player the Broncos can least afford to lose, I'm going to go with Chris Harris Jr. at cornerback. And, you know, obviously, you've got Aqib Talib playing at a Pro Bowl level and earning the selection to justify that. And you have Bradley Roby, the rookie, who's played with more consistency as the season has gone on. But Chris Harris, you know, he can play outside, he can play inside. When he lines up inside in the slot, he's crucial for getting the entire defense set. He was talking to me on Thursday about how he and Brandon Marshall, you know, really helped defense get set before the snap, and they communicate together. And Harris has become such a strong leader in the secondary as well. And if he went down, you'd have, you know, Roby and Talib as your top two, but then getting to Kayvon Webster, who's had some injury issues of his own with a shoulder problem late in the season. And then you've got Tony Carter, who can kind of be feast or famine. I mean, he had the touchdown against the Raiders on the fumble return, but teams will go at him or Kayvon Webster, whichever one of the two would be out there if Chris Harris didn't play. So those are the three guys beyond number 18 that I think the Broncos could least afford to lose at some point. Our second question here on the video mailbag this week is from Alan Tremblay, who asks, I'm just curious as to your take on the Broncos' priority position of need in the draft, taking into account the loss of some of the starting talent on the current roster. Well, that's something that's going to be kind of in flux until you get through free agency and see which guys the Broncos were able to retain and which guys they were able to lose. I mean, obviously, you just look at the boatload of expiring contracts. Now, getting Chris Harris Jr. re-signed, that helps considerably, but you've got Demaryius Thomas' contract expiring, Julius Thomas' contract expiring, Orlando Franklin, Will Montgomery was on a one-year deal. On the defensive side, you've got guys like Raheem Moore at safety. He's got an expiring contract. Nate Irving, starter at middle linebacker for much of the season, his contract is expiring. Awful lot for the Broncos to consider between now and the start of the offseason. And which guys they bring back, I think, will determine where their draft needs lie. But I think no matter what happens, one area I would expect them to target at some point, you know, maybe pretty early, is the offensive line, which you've seen this year has had its ups and downs. And even if they manage to retain Orlando Franklin at left guard, you know, you've got Luis Vasquez, who's played right tackle the second half of the season. He's done yeoman's work, but he's naturally a right guard. At some point, you want to get him back to right guard and find someone else for right tackle. Maybe you've got some internal options, but you know, the best options may well be in the draft and the Broncos picking at the end of the first round. If they went tackle, you know, you're thinking more right tackle at that point than left tackle. Now, to give a plug for something you're going to see on DenverBroncos.com, I'm going to be down at the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama at the end of this month. Actually, not too long. It's right after the AFC Championship coming up here in a couple weeks, and I'm going to get a first look at some of the key draft prospects coming out. We're going to talk to some of them, and then we're going to have plenty of content on DenverBroncos.com as we go to the Combine. I'm going to break down a lot of these potential draft picks, so stay tuned, DenverBroncos.com, and I'll let you get to know some of these potential draft picks and the guys who may well be Broncos, but, you know, as for what the Broncos' needs are, it's still in flux. I think we'll have a better idea when we get to March and April after free agency. Thanks for the questions, and as always, if you want in on the mailbag, you can tweet at me. I'm at Mace Denver on Twitter. Use the hashtag AskMace, or go to the forum at DenverBroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.